Okay, we are continuing in Maseches Tainis with Perek Shlishi, bottom of Yidchas Amud Beis. Seder Tanis Elu Ha'omor Berevia Rishayno. So this, the various Tanis which we had, we mentioned in the first Perek, that first the Echidim fast, and then we have three Tanis for the Tzibor, and so on. This is all Berevia Rishayno. If you look at Rashi two lines down, Im Aviz Man Revia Rishayno Shal Yera V'Layardu Gishomim Mis'anin V'Halchin Kiseidu Hazeh. However, Avol Smachim Shishonu Masriin Aleihim Miyad. So in other words, if there's just a lack of rain, so then we go through the various dates which we said before, dates when the Yechidim start to fast, and dates when the Tzibur start to fast, as per the rainfall which we were expecting, and we wait a few more days, and so on. Whereas if you have a situation where the crop began to grow, but it was nishtane, there was some deviation, something strange happened. Tzmachim shishanu masriin aleihen miyad. If you look at Rashi, about tzmachim shishanu shnishtanu mimin hagan, meaning tachas chitiyot zechuach, something came in place of it. It was nishtana from the way it should have grown and developed. So that is already more cause for alarm. Tzmachim shishanu masriin aleihen miyad. V'chein sheposku gishomim bin geshmageshma b'yim yoy masriin aleihen mibnei shumakis b'tziris. And so too, if it rained and then it stopped for 40 days, then there is the concern of b'tziris, of a potential famine, and that also justifies being a masriya, crying out, shefres or aneinu, that is a potential makis b'tziris. Similar to the previous parak where we had one large Mishnah, even though the Mishnah is broken up, we have the same thing over here. Yardu l'tzmachin, ava le'yardu le'ilan. Le'ilan v'le l'tzmachin. So if the rain falls for, let's say, the grain, for the tzvua, but it's not the type of rain which helps the trees, or it falls and it's beneficial for the trees, but not for the tzvua, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Or you have rain which is beneficial for the tzvua and for the trees, but it's not beneficial for the various pits to fill them up for drinking water. So then masriin aleihen miyad. So also it is the type of situation that we would be masriya miyad. Yeah, v'chein ir shaloi yardu alei gishamim, and so too if you have one city where it didn't rain in that city, in the other cities it rained, but in this city it didn't rain. V'chein ir shaloi yardu alei gishamim d'chsiv, meaning we find this concept. What does the pasuk say? V'him tarzi al ir echos, v'al ir achas loy amtir, chelka achas timotir, v'chelka asher loy samtir, and so on. The Gomer. So if you have a situation where the rain descends in one but not on the other, so we say Oiso ho'ir mis'ana u'misras. So the city which didn't get any rain, it is mis'ana u'misras. It fasts and it is masras. Whereas the whole Sviviseha, but the cities in the vicinity of that city, they fast, but they are not masriya. So they don't, either, as we said, with aneinu or with tkiyas, they are misanes, but they're not masriyas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, masriyas v'le misanes. Kiva says the opposite, they're masriyas, they're not misanes. There's an interesting Rashi over here, top Rashi. I saw ir misana masras. The directly affected city is misana u masras. It does both. Whereas v'chol sviviseh mis'anes v'le masriyas. Olavikach mis'anes. So why do the cities around and about, why are they masriyas? Why are they mis'anes? Excuse me. Mipnei she'oisa ha'ir shleyardu ale gishamim telech likmes ha'tzvua ba'oisa she'sviviseh ve'yeba'rav. So the concern is, in other words, let's say if there's five cities There's the four cities which are in the outer cities, and there's one city in the middle, and the one city in the middle doesn't have any rain. So the reason why the four outer cities have to fast is because the city which didn't get any rain, they're going to come and they're going to buy all the crops, all the food from some of the outer cities, and they're going to cause a rav in those cities. So it's interesting. It's not just that, like, I don't know, or like an ethical musr or neisa ba'ilam chaveray. You know, there's an adjoining city and it's suffering and it's difficult for it, and therefore we need to go and we need to fast and so on. It's because there might be an impact, a negative impact on the cities which you're in, and that's the reason why we say they have to. We'll have to see what's the pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Why is it Rabbi Kiva? As we're going to see, Kaseida is going to say, instead of fasting but not being masriya, he's going to say masriya v'lei misanas. We'll have to see. V'chein ir sheyesh ba dever oy mapeiles. If you have a city where there is a plague or there is a mapeiles, Rashi says it means that the walls of the houses fall down in the wind. So oy sa'ir misana u'masras. So that city is misana misras. The whole sviva stem is anais v'lei masrias. But the adjacent cities, they are misanes, but they're not masrias. Once again, masrias v'lei misanes. And we'll have to see over here, why is it that the adjacent cities, according to the Tanakhama, are misana? Why do they need to do anything? Beforehand, we said the reason why is because the fear is that whatever happened in the affected city, in the afflicted city, it's going to spread to the non-afflicted city. So, presumably, we would say the same thing. If there's a plague in one city, so maybe the plague is going to spread to the other cities. When it comes to Mapoiles, so I guess it'll depend. Why is it that the walls and the houses are crumbling? I mean, why is that? Is it because of, why? Because in one city, why is that going to affect the adjacent cities? We'll have to see. Ezeu dever, what is considered to be a plague, ir hamitzia chamesh meis ragli, v'yotzim imenu gimel meisim v'gimel yamim zeh chazeh. So there's 500 men. We'll mention the Rambam in a minute. 500 men. And you have a phenomenon that you have Gimel Meisim, Gimel Yamim, Zeh Chazeh. One person dies on three consecutive days. So that if you have Gimel Meisim, Gimel Yamim, Zeh Chazeh. So in such a case, Harei Zedevra, Pachas Mikan, Ein Zedevra, the Bach takes that out. Let me just mention now, there is the Rambam Shita is, in Beis Dalet of Hilchos Taanis, the Rambam says, he says, excuse me, let me find it. Yeah, here. He says, the Ein Hanoshim v'haktanim v'haskenim sheshavsu mimalacha v'chlal minyan anshi hamedina le'inyan zeh. So women, minors, and skenim who've stopped working are not included in this minyan le'inyan zeh. So says the Rambam. The Karmel Nathanael over here in Oz Zion quotes the Rambam, and he quotes two opinions as to Pshat in the Rambam. First, he quotes the Magid Mishnah, who says that what's the source of the Rambam? He says the Lokach Zem Yeloshen Ragli. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said Ir Amitzia Chamesh Mi is Ragli. Says the Magid the Lokach Zem Yeloshen Ragli Kedachsev Sheish Mi is Ragli Hagvarim Levad Mitav. That is a word which has a connotation of Gvarim as opposed to anyone else. That is the Magid. The Ran says that the Diak is from the word which says Ir Hamoitsia, an ear which is Moitsi 500 men. Moitsi means it sends out. It means it sends them out to battle. An ear which sends out 500 people to battle. Rod Salim ibn Esrim Hayyitzim la Muhammad. And so on. So different pshatim from the Magid and the Ran. Interesting, the Magid Mishnah and the Ran were actually friends. I believe they learned from the same base medrash. So either from the word Ragli or from the word Mitzia, as to where the Rambam got his shita from. Also, just to mention, maybe we'll just see a couple more lines first. I'm sorry. The question is, do we say if it's 500, if it's three men out of 500, so then there will be the same proportion. 1,000 will be 6, 1,500 will be 9 and 7. We're going to see more about this. Now we said, Elo Masrin b'chol makim, and the following, we are Masrin in all places. Al hashidafein, v'al hayirakin, v'al arbe, v'al hachasel, v'al hachayira, v'al cherev, Masrin alem mishimakas makim haleches. So, if there is something which is impacting the tvua, which is the shidofen, and yirokan is a type of chayli, or you have a chayira, which goes and attacks people, cherev, Rashi says, is chayole, is hahulchem, larig, or lahashchis, b'chomokim, and so on. I mean, this is considered to be a makah mahalachis. There was a story where the Yizkenim went from Yerushalayim to their respective cities in Eretz Yisrael. The Godru Tanis Al Shanira Kamalei Pitanur Shidofen Ba'ashkelon. And they ordained a Tanis because they saw the size of a pitanur, so not such a large amount of pestilence in Ashkelon, and that was cause for concern for the entire Eretz Yisrael. On the other side of the yard, and the two children were consumed or attacked by wolves. Rashi says, "Shichayiro makam alechesi," and therefore they made a tainus for all of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yisaimer lay al shachlu el al shanira. It wasn't even because they attacked them; it was just because they were spotted. Okay, al elu masriyin b'shabbos. On the following, you are masriya b'shabbos. That's interesting. Here, Rashi says masriyin ba'aneinu. Meaning we've mentioned the word masriyin several times in the Mishnah, and Rashi hasn't said anything. Does that mean to imply that up until now Masras was referring specifically to Shafras, and only now it's Baneno? So if Nachrim envelop a city, and so too if the river is overflowed and it's surrounding the city, and there's potential flooding, or you have a Sfina which is being tossed around the ocean, in the ocean, Rabbi Yisai Omer, he says, no, you're not allowed to call out. You cannot call out, meaning Shabbos hi mi lizik, and as we saw before, the concern is that maybe if you call out, your tefillah will not be answered, and therefore it turns out that you would have been mechal Shabbos in vain, for naught. And therefore, you can call people, it's pikuach nefesh, and you can call people for the sake of helping, but you shouldn't call out. It's quite a difficult thing to understand, because to the extent that it's a pikuach nefesh situation, and to the extent that there's a mitzvah to cry out, the eis tzara, whether or not Hashem decides to listen in the affirmative and grant us the Yeshua or not, but surely we have our mitzvah to daven. What we're going to say, because maybe our tefillah will not be niskabel, so that's the reason why we shouldn't do it, because it turns out we called out, and that's called, we're calling out in vain. Rami Rashi said at the bottom of Yudal Amar Alav Litzaka tefillah she'einanu betuchim kol kach she'teil tefillah seinu litzik aleim b'shabbos. Okay, I mean, so what if we're not so batuach, but don't we still have our own mitzvah to cry out regardless as to whether Hashem listens? Al Kabanim, that is the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Ezra Valeh Tzaka. Needs a little bit of a hezbo, I think. Shimon Atemani Omer Af Al Hadever, even for a plague, we do this. We call out Valehoy Delei Chachamim. Al Kol Tzorish Litovi Al Atzivim Asin Alein Chutz Mirev Gishamim. Meaning not only for these tzaras, but for all tzaras, that they shouldn't come. they shouldn't come to the tzibur, meaning it's Lashon Saginar, we're speaking in a euphemistic way, meaning on all tzaras which come on the tzibur, we are masriyin, with the exception of an abundance of geshem. And we'll have to see why is it if there's so much rain, why is it that we shouldn't cry out for that? We'll have to see. Just to mention the Rambam, there's a well-known Lashna Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Tainis. Rambam says, "A mitzvah zaseh min hatira lizoik ulaharia b'chatzetzrois al kol tzara shalei tavei shnema v'ariyesim b'chatzetzrois." We have a mitzvah to call out with chatzetzrois. So there's a deraisa to call out with musical instruments. There is a derabonan lehisanes. Umiriyim lechatzitzreis bovad vegvulin. Kozmag mishnah vamchuvah kedivi harashba. Oy b'shefer oy b'chatzitzreis. Could be either with a shefer or with chatzitzreis. So that is, it's a mitzvah saseh shel Torah. So think about this. Mitzvah saseh shel Torah. For Rachman Litzlan, there is a tzara that you should call out. And that's what you should do. So the Magen Avraham asks a kashin. It's brought to the beginning here. The Magen Avraham is the beginning of Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam and so on. He quotes the Rambam. It's also famous. The Rambam says that calling out is Davar Zemidar Kachuva. Shivizman Shatova Yitzara V'Yizako Aleh V'Yariyu. If you call out, we all realize it's because of our actions and so on, and that will cause us to do teshuvah. But if a person doesn't call out and says, you know, this is just miminag ha'olam, this is just teva, this is norm, harei zu derech achzorius, you are acting in a cruel way on yourself. The Giremez Lem, Ledabig, the Maseim Haroyim, and so on. Fine. So that's all the Rambam over there, quoted by all the Rishonim, Achronim, and Paiskim. So the Mishnah quotes the Magen Avraham and says, V'toma, Lama Ein Anu Noegim Liskaya Be'ez Tzara. Why don't we do this nowadays? Why we not take Heya? If there is Chas V'Shalom and Ez Tzara, we said there's a mitzvah say to be take Heya. Vafilu im neymar de ein tainis tzibur bebavel, like we saw before, shitas rav, ein tainis tzibur bebavel, halle midyareis the mitzvah liskaya bali tainis, venisha betzach in, the Magen Avraham lives of the tzach in. So the carbon assembly over here, in Siv Lama, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Nesiv Chaim. The Nesiv Chaim was also the Karmen Asanel, different safer, but the Karmen Asanel, after he quotes this Rambam, and after he quotes the Magen Avraham, he says, Li loy kasha midi. He says, it's not a kasha, it's not shver, the Magen Avraham is kasha. The Hamikra Mole. Let's examine the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? The Chisavoyu ba'artzechem. If it happens in your land, it happens in Eretz Yisrael, then varies and chatzetzrois. Then you have a mitzvah to be meiria with chatzetzrois. Nimtzish a mitzvah asay menatera be Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh shekos of a Rambam when meiria be chatzetzrois belvad begvulin hanu chutz lamigdash al mikoma kama be Eretz Yisrael tafka. It's tafka in Eretz Yisrael. And that is the answer. So I mean, but it should come out al kol panim that if there are chas v'shalom tzaros in Eretz Yisrael, then the kasha the Magen Avraham would come back. If we still are not meiria in Eretz Yisrael, then that would need a hesber. Okay, good. It says the Gemara. Yep. There was a story, there was a drought, and they turned to Chayni HaMa'agel, and they said, Davin, that Geshem should fall. So he said, go and bring in your earthenware ovens, because there's going to be so much rain which is going to fall after I Davin, they're going to get somewhat dissolved from the abundance of rain. So what happened? So he davened and the rain didn't come. So what did he do? Og uga. And hence the name Chayni Hamagel. Og uga, he made a circle and he stood inside it. They have put their eyes on me, Shani, Kipen Bais, Lefanecha, that I am very close, like someone who's part of your house. Nishmani b'shimcha, God, I swear by your great name, She'eni Zoz Mikan, Achetrachem al Banecha, until you have Rachmanes on your children, I'm not moving from this circle. Yischilu gishamim minatzin. So it started to come down in small drops. So, Amar Leikach Shalti, this is not what I requested. Elegishmei Beiris Shichin Umaris. I would like enough rain to come down that it can fill the various pits and cavities. Yischilu Leirid Bezaf. They came down with a force. Amar Leikach Shalti, that's too strong, too much. Elegishmei Rotzen Bracha Nadova. I'd like it to come nice, good, Gishmei Bracha, and so on. Yoridu Ketiknan, until eventually it came down properly. Until there was so much rain that people who were living in Yerushalayim had to kind of go further up, meaning the mountain, up the Harabayis, and because there was so much rain. Now it's time to daven that the rain should cease. He said, go and tell me if what was known as the Evan HaToyan has withered, has started to wither away and has started to dissolve, this particular stone which people would make claims on. Shimon ben Shetach sent to Chayni and said, Il Mali Chayni Ata, had it not been that you are none other than Chayni, Gizrani Alecha Nidui, I would have made a Xeris Nidui, or some of the gears of Linades, I would be Menadi you, Avol Me'es Lecha Sh'ata Mischati, Lefnei Amakem Ba'is Lecha Ritzencha, Keben Sh'mischata Al Aviv Ba'is L'Ritzene, meaning you have spoken to Hashem in an improper manner, meaning you're davening in a way that's called being metir dvarim klapi ma'ala. And that we learned in Maseches Brachos that la'olam al yatir adam dvarim klapi ma'ala. You have to be careful how you daven and you speak to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Where it says Hana, I'm sorry? The itla, right, exactly. A person is not allowed to be metir dvarim klapi ma'ala. Gemara says that Hana was metir dvarim klapi ma'ala, but tispal Hana al Hashem. And so on. So what is the pshat? Meaning, we'll have to see later on in the Gemara, but in other words, is it that be'etzim, you were wrong for what you did, and therefore you deserve to be placed in Cheirem? But it happens to be that such a close relationship with Hashem that I can't do it. But Klapi Chayni himself, so what was the heter for Chayni to daven like that? I mean, if Be'etzim it was wrong, and it was just a technical reason why Shimon ben Shatach wasn't able to be menadim, what's talking of Pshat and Chayni, we'll have to see. Until he said, you are like a ben who is mischat al aviv isli ritzayne.
Is he allowed to
feel
like a ben bias, so to speak, or is that even not a way
of how it's going to speak? That's what we're saying. I mean, we're saying that even though he is a ben bias, but it's still an improper way for his son to speak. I mean, he says, you are sha'at mischate lefnei amakim v'yischa ritzene keben sh'mischate al oviv. And nevertheless, v'yischa ritzene, nevertheless, the father does the ratzin of the child, notwithstanding the inappropriate speech. We'll have to see. The Gemara quotes this pasuk, that the father will be happy, the father and mother will be happy and rejoice with their child, with their offspring. So, what does that mean? I mean, halach l'maisa. I mean, halach l'maisa, we're not on the dog of Chayni Ma'agel, so obviously we're not able to speak like that. But does it mean that Chayni can speak like that in a forceful manner? We'll have to see. Let's say they were fasting, and in the middle of the day, the rain fell. Tanakhama says it's dependent on pre and post Netzachama, sunrise, which is interesting because, as we mentioned many a time, the day begins at dawn. Day begins at dawn. So, to the extent that it's already past Alois HaShachar and the day has begun, and it is also to eat because it's already at post Alois, so why do we say it's dependent in Netzach HaMa? To see, Rabbi Lezer Eimer Koydim Chatzos Lo Yashlimu. He says no, it's dependent on midday. And we'll have to see why it is dependent on midday. La Chatzos Yashlimu Ma'isa Shigazu Tainis Beloid VeYarde Lehem Gishamim Koydim Chatzos. It fell before Chatzos. Amleim Reb Tarf and Su'u VeIchlu UShesu VaSu Yomtiv. Go and eat and drink and make a yomtiv. The yatsu va'achlu v'shasu va'asa yomtiv. Obo bein arba'im v'karu halal hagadol. And they came in the evening and they said halal hagadol with the 26 kilo olam chazdeis, because Hashem answered their tefillah. Okay. Now we said in the Mishnah, say that Taniyah is elo amar b'revi rishayna. Frag the Gemara, say that Taniyah is elo amar b'revi rishayna v'reminu. We mentioned before that when it comes to the Revi'a Rishayna of Gimel Machesven and the Shniya of Zayin Machesven, that is Legabe She'ela. And it's only Shlishis and Yitzayin, that is when we begin to be Mis'ane. And here we're saying already on the first time, so now Revi'a Da'achikam, say the Taniyas Ha'omer Emasai Bezman Shiyatsu Revi'a Rishayna Vishniya Vishlishis, Vayardu, Gishanah. So after all these three dates come of Gimel, Zion, and Yud Zion, then we begin to be Mis'ana. So say the Zanis Amar Ve'emes Emes Manchiyot Reviri Shein of Shnei Shlishis Olei Yardu Gisham Amar Yardu Gisham Reviri Sheina. But if the rain already came earlier by the Reviri Sheina Vizaru, and they sowed their seed V'leit Samchu, and nothing grew. So there was rain, but nothing grew. Or it sprouted, but then there was some strange deviation, something strange happened, then Masriyan Alehen Miyat. And then one is Masriya. So Amram Nachman Dafkin Ishtanu, when do we say one is Masriya? If it was Nishtanu, if there was some change. Dafkin Nishtanu. Aval Yovshu Lai. But if the seed dried, then we don't call out. What's the pshat? So we're going to see two lashonos in Rashi. If you look at Rashi over here, about 10 lines before the lines become wide, if it starts to change, then you definitely need to call out immediately. They go back to their proper yofi, avol yovshu lo yitzarech demikan ve'elach lo yoyel. Davi tefilah shav, because it's considered to be a tefilah shav. And once it's dried out, it's past the point of no return. Irreparable damage has been done, and therefore there is no point to daven. That's what Rav Nachman says. Davken nishtanu, avol yovshu lo. Says Gemara Pshita nishtanu tanan. That's what it says. Now, Letzricha de Akun. We're speaking in the case of Akun. What does this mean? Rashi says, Letzricha de Akun, Mautatema de Akun, Sha'alu bekane, Sheniskinu mat. Meaning, it kind of started to remedy itself a little bit, to fix itself. Lachishnes Yavshu. It dried, but then it seemed to have turned the corner, it seemed to have gotten a little bit better. That is the taich of the Akun. Ma'udatim akanta milsi. I might say that is considered to be significant enough, and therefore perhaps we should start to daven. Kamash malon, we say it's already irreparable damage, and even though it seems to have somehow progressed in some way, we don't say that, and we say it's irreparable damage, and there's no point to daven anymore. If you look at the first wide line, she says Lishna Khrina Avo Yavshu Loi Vimamela Khizrin. If it dried, you don't. Why? Because it's going to come back by itself, the opposite. It's unnecessary to daven. If it just dried up, it's going to come back, and so on. So very, very different shot. I like the Mishnah Berurah over here in this particular halacha, the way he explains this din, he explains like the Lishnah Kama of Rashi. That once it dries up, then it would be a tefillah shavin, as we've seen a few times. It's not just that a tefillah shav is pointless, but you're not supposed to daven a tefillah shav. As an inyan not to be mispalel as a tefillah shav, and that's what it means over here. Fine. Now we said the chayin shepasku gisham and ben geshem ageshem. If there's a 40-day lapse between one rainfall and the second rainfall, then we said it's a makas betzeris. My makas betzeris. I'm reviewed. I'm a rav maka hamivia. Meaning it's a potential betzeris. It's potentially bringing to some level of a famine, some type of a famine. So, Amar of Nachman, Nahara, Anahara, Betzurta, Medinta, Medinta, Kafna. So, again, we're going to have a couple of Lashinis and Rashi. If you look at the last wide line, last line of the page, Nahara, Anahara, Betzurta, Beshe'in, Tzvua, Be'irachas. So there's no grain in my city, but there is grain in the adjacent cities. You can bring it on a boat on the river, through the river. So then that is called a betzeris, meaning it's a level, it's a lower level of famine. And she says, betzeris is uvali rav, it's not a proper famine. Hayel v'yachaylen lisa. I don't know what the appropriate word in English would be for color. It's not a famine, but it's something which could bring hardship and so on. Whereas medinta zaglashi, meaning to say ditzrichin lahoylech mimedina lemdina alide hamarim, if the only way it gets food is to bring it from another country. Oh, that's already a much higher level. That's much more severe. Rashi says, Kafna, Rav, Varav Kashimi Batsiris, Lavishi Avshulahavi Bishufi. It's difficult to bring. Easy, you can't bring it easily. You already have to bring it from one country to another country. Who knows what could happen? That is the first pshat in Rashi. The next lashon Rashi says is, Nahara, Nahara means Miyavish Mayonze. If one stream dries out, and you need to kind of do something to cause another stream to flow in this direction, you need to wait until the river rises, that is a betzeris. Whereas medinta medinta im yavshu kol nahari shibasecha ir tzichon havi mayim mi ir acheres, then that's a kafna ravu zetz kifim mi betzurta, which is much stronger. Okay. Now, the Omar Bchanina saw Bistela, Bishchicha, Bitzurta. If a saw's worth of Tvua can be purchased for a Sela, so Bishchicha, and it's common, that is called the Bitzurta. Zakdashi saw Bistela, Bishchicha, Kizami saw Shalchitin, Bistela, the Hainu Yoker. It's expensive. Meaning, it costs a full seller to buy one single saw, as opposed to, let's say, four saw for a seller. So you can only buy one single saw for a seller. It's an expensive price. But it's readily available. It's just expensive, but the food is there. It's on the shelves. You can buy as much as you want. It's just expensive. That is a type of betzeris. Whereas, arba soyin besela. But if the price is very cheap, you can buy four saws worth of wheat with one sela, v'lei shchicha. But it's not shchiach. I mean, it's not available. So in theory, if you could find it, you could purchase it for cheap. It'd be a bit strange why that would be, usually to the extent that it's less readily available than the supply and demand would affect, that it would be more expensive. But we're saying even if in theory you could buy it for cheap, but it's just difficult to come by, then that is a kafna, and that is considered to be a famine. This is an insurance situation where the mois is bezoil, so literally that means the money is cheap and the fruit is expensive. I'll just read one more line. Avol mois biyoker. But if the money is biyoker, which Rashi says means, what does it mean the money is expensive? Ein mois metsuyes len. You just can't find the money. If money is just very scarce, it's not readily available. Even if there's a lot of fruit, but there is no money. There is no money available. No one has any money anymore. The money has since run out. Then, Masriin Aleha Miyat. The money says no one has any money to buy anything. I remember. I remember that even when technically the price of wheat was inexpensive, meaning you could buy four saw for one selah. Nevertheless, there were a lot of people with bloated stomachs who were starving from this famine in Tveria. Middleless Istar, because the coins were not around. So, you know, it's all good and well, but if no one has any money, right, like we have in Parshas Miketz, in these parshas where we know that Yosef brought all the food was in Mitzrayim, and people eventually gave all their money, and no more money was found. So if there is no money available, so then that is already considered to be much more severe. Now, we said in the Mishnah, Yardulitz Machem Avalei Le'ilav. We said that if it rains for the tzua, but it does not rain for the fruits, for the trees, and we said if it rains for the trees, it doesn't rain for the tzua, or for both of them, but not for the bereshich and aris and so on. So we say bishlam letzmachim v'leil ilan. I can understand the concept of having rain for tzua, but not for peiros. What does that mean? It's if gentle rain descends. It doesn't come down with force, like we learned previously, that the gentle rain is good for the tzua, but it's not so good for the trees. The trees need a more forceful, stronger rainfall. So bishlam letzmach v'leil il mishkach v'leil asa nicha v'leil asya razya. V'leil il letzmachim, rain which is beneficial for the fruit, but not for the tzvua, the asya razya, it's strong, le asya nech, it's not gentle. Lizeh lizeh, you have rain for both the tzvua and the fruit. Avalei leberiz, avalei leshichin umaroiz, mishkachas le asya razya v'nicha. You have a bit of both, you have some gentle rain, you have some strong rain. Mil, tzvua le asya, but not so much. And if it's not so much, then it's not going to fill up the various pits. Ela hadetanya, but that which we learned in a brisa. That which we learned in a brisa. Yardu lebayre shichin amaris. There's enough rain that it fills up all of the pits. Avolele zelazat, but it doesn't help for the tzvua, and it doesn't even help for the fruit trees. So I can understand why there's enough for the tzvua because they need gentle rain. But why would it not help for the fruit trees if the fruit trees need strong rain? If there was enough rain to fill up the pits, presumably it's forceful rain, and we're saying it's not good for the fruit trees, and now we say the asya bishvichusa. It came bishvichusa. If you look at Rashi about 10 lines down, bishvichusa, b'kayar gadol yoser midai. Very forceful, very strong, torrential downpour. That's what it means. The eina taiva leila zeva leila zeva. Shuv Amar Rabbi Shvichusa Motadak, the Ova Yis Midai, different pshat. But the Pashat pshat is that it's a very, very strong rain, which isn't going to be good even for the fruit trees. Fine. Tan Rabban. Masriin al Huilanez Bapresa Pesach. One is Masriya, if it hasn't rained, and the trees are not producing fruit. When Bapres HaPesach. So Rashi learns Pres HaPesach means Bimei HaPesach. Others say a Pres means 15 days beforehand, which means at the beginning of Nisan. So Masriin Ali Lanez Bepreza Pesach Ala Beireis Veshichanim Ares. What does the Bach do? Yeah, he takes that afilu Bepreza Chag. Then we do that either according to the Rashi could mean during Sukkot or at the beginning around Rosh Hashanah time. Valkulonim Ein Lam Mayim Lishtais. But if there's not Mayim for Shtia for drinking, Emein Mayim Lishtais Masriin Alei Miyad. Then you are Masriya immediately. The Eze or Miyad Shalahan, what is considered to be immediate? I mean, if it's a Wednesday, then we wouldn't do it on Wednesday, but rather, what does that mean? Sheni Nechamish Vesheni. We always do on Mondays, Wednesdays, Monday, Thursdays, and so on, because that those are the Zmanim when we are Mapish Betfila, and so on. fine. What does the Bach do over here? The Chulon. Ein masriin alehen, v'chulin ein masriin alehen, ella ba'afarchia shalehen. And in all of these cases, it's only in that particular province. In that particular province, Rashi says, ba'oyisu malcha shakalu sham mehabayre shichanim aris. In other words, if the places where we store the rain, if those pits and those bayres have dried out in that particular province, so that's when we cry out in those particular places. The askara, if there is a Rahman Litzlan askara, Rashi says Bunmalt Malaz, we know that this is something which affects the throat. This was the type of machla which, as we know, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died from. Rashi says Pa'amim Shenikba Besich Piv Shal Adam or Mace Lashon Ki Yisachar Pi Devei Sheker V'Hu Sarimka. So says the Gemara of Askara, Bizman Shish Misa Masriin Aleha. So if it's the type of thing which causes, if it's a deadly episode, an outbreak of Askara, so then Masriin Aleha, then that would cause one to be Masriya. Again, with all these things still not so clear, if we're discussing a Sheif race, or if we mean Anenu. Askara Bizman Shish Misa Masriin Aleha, Bizman Shain Ba Misa. Ain a masriin alav. If there is no misa, meaning it's a machla of sorts, but it's not deadly. So then, ain masriin alav. Then we would not be masriin. I'm sorry, just one second. I think the pashas with all these masriin we're referring to the chazetzris. It's just in that one time beforehand where Rashi said it means ba'aneinu. I think the pasht just means like we saw in the Rambam. There's a mitzaseh and all these tzaris to be tekea with chatzitzris and so on. So again, it, depending on whether it's deadly or not, depends whether or not we are masriya. Masriin al haguvai v'cholshu. If you detect guvai, a type of locust, Rashi says shemechalas atvua. It consumes, excuse me, it consumes the grain. Kol shuzak da'ashe filo near elektas. You only see a little bit of these pesky insects. Biyadush asidin lovei laroiv. They're going to come in swarms. Avol chagav kol shu. But if there's the particular species of chagav, it's just known as chagav. Matzahu ve'ena mechala kol kach ka'arbe. That's not necessarily going to consume as much as the arba. He says, even for chagav, we would be masriya. Good. Tan rabbanan. Masriin al ilanez b'sharshni shvua. You are masriya for fruit during the 6 years. The first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, Masriin al Ilanez b'shar shnei shvua. Rashi says b'shar shnei shvua b'Shemitah, avo b'Shemitah loy dehefker ninu. So Rashi says you don't do it in the Shemitah year because it is hefker. It is hefker. So very interesting. Meaning there's no fruit growing on the trees in the Shemitah year. So then it doesn't, there's no ownership, it doesn't belong to you, so therefore you would not be Masriya. There is a interesting Chazanish in Shvitas and Simcha Beis, he says another reason why you're not Masriya is because the Pasuk says V'tzivisiyas Bechasi B'shana Shishis. Shem says, I will command my bracha to come in the sixth year, meaning that the requirement is, the intention is that Klal Yisrael should be Semech on the Peiros of the sixth year, that there will be such a good crop. He says, therefore, it's Ein Roy Lasriya Al Peiros Shal Shnas Shemitah, meaning that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, things will be fine. And almost like the Chazon Ish is saying, it's inappropriate to be Masriya when Hashem is guaranteed that Peiros will come. So therefore, it's inappropriate to be Masriya on the Shemitah years. Again, Masriya Al Yilonis B'Shar Shnei Shavua. Ala Beiros V'Ala Shichin V'Ala Ma'ores Afilu B'Shvias. But if there's a lack of rain, and therefore the various pits are not being filled up, you can do so even during the Shemitah year. We have a fascinating Rashi over here. Rashi says, Afilu B'Shvias, Kol Shot, Shvicham Nishtia. Because there's a constant requirement to drink. Sagd Rashi, the Apapi Shagishamim Moyolim Lekarka B'Shvias. And even though that the rain is going to help for Shvias, and your tefillah, your davening is going to cause it to rain. So it's almost like you might have thought that how are you allowed to daven for rain in the Shemitah? Tefillah is real. Tefillah is going to be piled. Tefillah is going to cause the rain to come. And it's considered me'ein, like you're doing avodas hakarka. So you might have thought that maybe you're not allowed to do it. We say because the function of your tefillah is for rain to drink, so we allow you to do that even during the Shvias. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Af Ali Lanes Masrin Ala Sfichen, the Shvias Min Shvias Ben Panos Lanim. You even are allowed to cry out or to be Madriya with Shefres, Chatzetzres on the Sfichen, in things which kind of crop up by themselves, because it is beneficial for the Aniyam, and the Aniyam need Panasa also, and therefore you're allowed to be Maria for that also. I'm sorry? Right, but the question is maybe our tefillahs are for the... No, but we're saying the reason why you can do it is for the rainwater which goes in the boros. That's why you can do it. That's the reason why you're doing it. Rashi said, I'm just pointing out in Rashi says the chiddush is even though it's going to cause the crops to grow, right? I mean, you're not allowed to plant even for the sake of aniyam also. You're not allowed to do it. It's just if there are sfichin, but you know, to cause it to grow, you know, that, and the chiddush is that even though you might have thought your tefillah, because your tefillah is real, it's going to be part of you might have thought it's us, it's about to Tanya. Amar Rebelaza ben Parta, Miyem Shachar Beis HaMikdash Nasu Gishamim Tzimukin La'olam, meaning that the rain has kind of dried up. It doesn't rain like it used to. That's what it means. From the time of the Churban Habayis, it simply does not rain the way it used to. The Mashah explains and says, because this man should base on Mikdash HaYakayim, so then the Kohen Gadol would daven for rain. And the tefillah would be pile. We don't have that tefillah anymore. Nasir Gishamim Smukim Lailam. Yeshana Shigishamim Murubin, Yeshana Shigishamim Muatan. Sometimes there's a lot, sometimes there's a little. Yeshana Shigishamim Yardin Bizman, and it comes in its time. Yeshana Shigishamim Yardin Bizman. Shana Shigishmei Yardin Bizmanon. If it rains in the right time, Lamahu Deva, what's it analogous to? Le'ebesh Nasle Rabbi Panasas of Echvashabs. To a master who gives his Eved his food for the week, at the beginning of the week. So he gives him a bunch of flour at the beginning of the week. Nimtzis is the nefes ketikna, so he's able to bake the bread properly. Menecheles ketikna, he can produce it properly in the right time, and so on. Shana sheena gisham yardim izman lamahu daime le'evish genosne rabbi parnasas of Shabbos. He gives it to him late in the week. He gives it to him on an Erev Shabbos. Nimtzis is the nefesh leketikna, menecheles leketikna. It's not going to be produced. It's not going to be eaten well. There's going to be problems with it. Once again, if it rains in the right time, if there's a lot of rain, what's it similar to? He gives them everything at once. Says the Bach. Min technis min minakur masha technis minakav. And it says isir chelas minakur kmei chelas minakav. Meaning to say, whenever you go ahead and you produce, you grind, there's going to be a certain amount which is going to be left behind in the mill every time you do it. So if you grind it once, so then there's going to be a certain amount left over in the mill. So it's kedai to grind a lot of it at once, because okay, then one time you'll have shirayim. But if you only have a little bit, bit by bit by bit, every time you grind it, you're going to have to have a little bit left over. So it's not advantageous for you financially to grind in such a way, because you're going to have that loss every single time. Similar type of thing, meaning every single time you're going to be losing out, because every time you grind, there's going to be a little bit which is left over. The times when there's a lot of rain, a person who is needing tit, clay, im yesh l'mayim rabim, if he's got plenty of water, mayim ein and kolin, but tit megubo yafa. The worst is if you run out of mayim, then you're not able to knead and produce the tit properly, because otherwise it's going to be the tit is not going to be megubo yafa. So again, if it's merubin, amadim and adim shmegabla, it's a tit im yesh l'mayim rabim, mayim ein and kolin, the water will not end, the titma gubuyafe, and the clay will be kneaded properly. If he's only got a small amount, mayim kolim, the tit eidma gubuyafe. The tit will not be kneaded well. A little bit difficult to understand the necessity of all of these mishalim. Usually, you give a mashal in a situation where it's kind of difficult for us to understand what Chazal are telling us, what a person is saying, and we're speaking about why it's not good if there's not so much rain. And so it seems fairly simple and straightforward to understand the negative effects of having a small amount of rain, and needs a little bit of a hesber, the necessity of all of the various mashalim. Okay, we'll call it here. Mm-hmm.